Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attack that ass.
The big deal.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is we are live on a football Friday here at Walk-Ons here in spring. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. It's been a fun time, as always. The beer is flowing. That looks like a good cold one, too, right there. The drinks. Roxy is at the bar doing her thing, having a good time. I don't even think she's there anymore, but it looked like she was.
Yeah, we done hit shift change,
Yeah,
boss.
We hit a shift change. We lost Roxy. Well, people still there making good, solid drinks, good cold beers, and the food is flowing as well. It is a great spot to be here on a football Friday. And you should make your way on out here. You got a chance to win prizes. We still have gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Still have a free oil change to Tom Ball Ford. And the big one coming up a little bit later on in this hour, your chance to win a pair of future tickets to a Texans game. You can win that right here today. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. Those tickets, those future Texans tickets, are courtesy of our good friends at the Houston Ford dealers. All right, Clint, as we get going here on a football Friday, let's start here a little bit with the Rockets. They'll have their home opener tonight against the Pistons, and they're coming off of that tough double overtime matchup they had. By the way, OKC had another double overtime game last night in which SGA went for 50 plus in that game, but they're coming off of that tough game, and again, to me, Clint, it was a disappointing end to the game. You lost 125-124. There were some things late in the game, late in the fourth, late in the overtimes, that you wish you could have done better. But I look at that team and I look at them and I feel like, yep, that is a better basketball team than ended the year last year, even with the injury to Fred VanVleet, and they look like a contender. And if you're a Rocket fan, you've got to be really, really excited about what you have here. The first game out, going on ring night, double overtime against the champs, and now you got the Pistons to get this thing going. I think Rockets fans should be really excited about this season even more after that first game.
Yeah, if you can't get excited about this, hell, just you ain't a fan. I mean, any kind of fan, if you can't get excited about this. And so – Look, when I get into basketball, it's the same thing as baseball. It's like I take every game way too serious, which is why I enjoy rooting for it. That's why I enjoy fanning, you know. But for me with the Rockets, first of all, you got me. I'm sitting down and watching you. But secondly, can Şengün do anything remotely close to what he did last outing? And you know, what does that look like? Is that something we're gonna catch every night or more consistently than you would think? And then obviously the Reed Shepherd development. On the way over here today, I was listening to some Reed Shepherd media clips and talking about how much he learned from that and how much the film study helped and how he's got to develop. And he's very aware of what he needs to do and how he needs to do it. And we'll see if he can turn the corner sooner rather than later. So that Şengün element obviously is big, but the Reed Shepherd thing on the backside of it is, boy, the sooner, if I'm going to tell you, man, I mean, they're a problem anyway, but if Reed Shepherd becomes a guy that isn't just a what-if or just a
part of the rotation.
Boy, they're going to be – it's going to be nasty.
And you would think him being a quality part of the rotation, his best skill would be a big reason why he's a quality part of the rotation. And his best skill is exactly what his team could really use, and that's his shooting. And we already saw it. He spaced the floor multiple times out there when they had Durant and Smith and him on the court all at once. You saw how much room and space. I mean, Thompson was able to drive and not a lot of helpers. And then we saw Şengün repeatedly with a lot of space, more space than he has normally had. I'm with you. I want to see it. I know Shingun's going to be good this year. Is he going to be a 2019, 20-point, 10-rebound guy this year, or is he going to go more to the 25 to 27 a game type of deal? Is this what we saw in opening night going to be a normalcy, and this is how he's going to attack things each and every night? And I think we'll start to notice that soon. At some point when SGA turned the corner, it was like, oh, man, he's showing some flashes. And then it was like, no, just every night. This is his game. He's getting his he's getting to his spots, and he's doing it every night. But I'm with you. That's a big key. And then that development you talked about. I want to see if Amen Thompson is still going to be as aggressive as he was. He was 0-for-7 from three in that first game, but he took 7 threes. Like, that was an aggressive nature, and he took them with confidence early. I think later, after he missed some, maybe he wasn't as confident. But is that going to be something in his game that he's going to continue to be willing to take the threes? Because he's certainly getting them. They are certainly playing off of them when they have the opportunity to do so. So,
well, that may be the biggest development of anybody on the team, right? Is can he knock down, not necessarily threes, but can he consistently knock down jumpers? I mean, if he can do that, I mean, like you said, he's going to be one of the best in the league.
Yeah. And he did, man. We saw him once he got space. I mean, he's still being injured, got 18 points and did his thing, his all-around game. So Rockets tonight against a Pistons team that made the playoffs last year, and Cade Cunningham coming to town. I think the Rockets should get that. They're favorite in this game, obviously, but a big one tonight as the Rockets come to Toyota Center for the first time this year.
Let's go, Rocket.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. The injury report is out, as it is a football Friday, and the Texans are going to get ready to host the San Francisco 49ers, the 5-2 first place San Francisco 49ers. And the full injury report is out. We'll look at it from a Texans perspective. We said this when we started the show. It is now official. Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, they're both out in this game. My man right here, he's been here the whole time, man. He acts like he just found out about it. Come on, boss. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, Nico Collins, that concussion. They had practice all week, so that made a lot of sense. Christian Kirk, hamstring's going to miss his second straight game, and as you said, Clint, his fourth game of the season with a hamstring. Denico Autry, he is questionable in this game, and Jalen Smith, who they activated, he is questionable in this game as well. Now for the 49ers, the big ones there, Brock Purdy, he is out with the toe injury. He's going to miss another game, so that means Mac Jones is going to be the starter. He is 4-1 this season for the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall, that's the other big one, their leading receiver, They've been their best wide receiver. He is out with the knee. Bryce Huff, defensive end, also on that front seven. He is out along with their other defensive end is out as well. A couple of other guys, Spencer Buford, the tackle is questionable. Lenore, their cornerback, is questionable. That's a big one too there, as he is their top guy in the secondary, at least from the cornerback perspective. So there's a lot of injuries both ways. And obviously we've seen how this will affect the Texans big time. We talked about that with Nick Cayley. But the Texans defense life's going to be a little bit easier with some of these guys out, even though they've seen a lot of Mac Jones. But I think what you said earlier, Brock Purdy is the more talented quarterback overall and is their starter. It's the reason why they paid him a certain amount of money. So there should be some struggles offensively in this game for the 49ers as well.
Yeah, look, I mean, we got a great defense with or without some of these guys that are on the injured list. I tell you, the two Texans that are still questionable on this list, though, I think play a big role. I mean, we saw DeNico Autry get in the game last week, and I mean, he was a beast. Yep. I mean, he was causing problems in the pass rush as well as stopping the run, and so DeNico Autry was a huge upgrade in that defensive front last week, and it wasn't just in obvious passing situations like we've come to hope for. The other one's that Jalen Smith, the corner, rookie corner. He just changes things, man. If he ends up going, which he was full practice on Thursday, and he was full today as well. So if he ends up going, I mean, that just gives you they can go with that Tyler, that man package. They can go with man across the board and cover down on three good receivers and with guys that have true man skill sets. And so, you know, that's a big get for the Texans as well. You like that?
No, I don't like the man package stuff that you keep rolling.
Well,
out
I mean, I'm talking days. Football, man. I'm talking ball.
Okay, all right.
Someone, I'm sorry that y'all perverts, man. I can't talk about man packages without y'all thinking about yourself.
From the text line, Tyler, Clint's brother had the sack while Clint took sacks.
That's fair.
That's good.
That's fair. Although I would argue it was more of the contents of the sack. The sack was not necessarily – it was larger, but it wasn't necessarily the kicker there, the headliner there, if you will. You know.
Let's just go to the next one, Tyler.
5 o'clock fire.
I don't know what to do with this guy. Not the contents of the sack.
If you'd have seen him. He knocked on my dorm room door one time with him, and I could hear it.
He did not knock.
I swear on him.
What are you doing?
Stop. Tyler, he's lying. He did not pick his balls and knock on the door. Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Mesh shorts, 100%. Mesh shorts.
We used to.
No draws. Pull the leg up. Bang, bang, bang. Nobody believed it.
Was it got hard nuts? I would have made him.
I mean, it wasn't like we had heavy metal music playing in the background or something. I mean,
I'm sorry, but I mean, a knock that you can hear, I would make him pull his balls out of doing it in my face.
Exactly.
I would make that.
Hence why they're worthy of talking about on the show at seven years after he passed away.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you believe that Clint's brother pulled his balls out, knocked on his dorm room, and they could hear him knock with his balls? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I do not believe
it. Old Shrek.
Game one of the World Series tonight. Dodgers, Blue Jays in this series. Obviously, I would think most Astros fans are hoping that the Dodgers lose, especially with George Springer out there playing a big role for the Blue Jays. But let me just ask you this. Are you guys excited about this World Series? Are you guys excited about the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani and that group? They got a chance to go back-to-back for the first time in a while. And then against the Blue Jays, Vladimir Guerrero, George Springer. Are you excited about this World Series?
Nah. I'm not, no. Man. I'm going to tell you, man, I am a Astros fan, not necessarily a Major League Baseball fan. But it is the World Series. I'll have it on in the background, and I'll peek over there every now and then see if I can't catch Vlad or Shohei swinging the stick.
Those two guys are they got something. Vlad and Shohei Ohtani are Mookie Betts a little bit, but Vlad and Shohei Ohtani kind of they're kind of stop traffic guys.
Yep.
A little bit.
Yep, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I I'm into that. Tyler, you into this this World Series at all?
No. No, I am not. But in all seriousness, I am excited to watch our guy George Springer go after another World Series title and see what he does in this series and see if he can make the Dodgers cry once again like he did in the past. I'm excited for that. But no, overall, nah, I ain't going to watch.
Yeah, I'll be reeled in on the Shohei start. When Ohtani starts, whatever that game is or games are, yeah. that's one that I'll be roped
that,
in.
That's I was going to say that like that game would be appointment television. That would be I got to sit down and check this out for an extended period of time.
That's unless it runs Asian into guy. Some like football, and then I'm
oh if it, yeah no if it runs into football. I don't know. There's that, Shohei. I mean that's a
I don't know.
I mean that's a once in a lifetime deal. Not that game, but he is a player. Yeah, he's just one of those. Like, man, you're just watching greatness.
That's the one that would be. Oh, I didn't know they had Frozen ones. That's the one that would be a attention.
Frozen what?
It's just a frozen drink. Attention seeking to me. Yeah, I'm going to get that.
Oh, they sure do.
Yeah, I'm going to get that before I leave.
You think it's a margarita?
I think it is. It's a frozen one. You know that is my thing.
I'm drunk, I guess.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, finally, according to Molly McGrath, ESPN, Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin plans to address the Florida job with his players. Lane told Molly that he usually doesn't address those kind of coaching rumors in season because there's so much more football to play and there's so many bigger things to focus on, but he's actually going to do things differently today. In their team meeting, he is going to address those Florida rumors with his players. He's going to talk to them about it and say, hey, this is what's happened. This is what happens when you win. This is a compliment to our players, our staff, and our entire program. He wants to talk to his players about it because there are so many new guys on their team this year that haven't dealt with it before. All right, Tyler, if you didn't feel great about what your coach did, it said at A&M.
You ain't lying.
If you are an Ole Miss supporter and you hear this about Lane Kiffin, you got to all and just say, hey man, we better just go ahead and live this one up because Lane sounds like he's good as gone.
I did see a report earlier though. I don't know how credible it was, but where they were going to make it, Florida had offered to make him the highest paid coach in football if he'd go. I think it was $13.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Which would only make sense. I mean, he's not leaving for even remotely close to the money he's making now. You know, that it's interesting, which I think is fair, by the way, but I hear a lot of criticism about how good the Florida job is or isn't, which I think that a lot of folks think, that's Florida, man. Oh, you know, you got to go take that job. I think that's a – you got to be a special dude and
Do you think there is a difference in his chances to winning a championship at Florida?
No, I think Lane. No, I think Lane would be fine. Oh, yes.
Like,
I don't know. He's got Ole Miss rolling. Absolutely. Florida's Jimmys and Joes are just totally different, particularly offensive line and defensive line. They're in a different ball game.
Because that's what you do it like, right? Notre Dame and LSU are two, you know, blue bloods. But Brian Kelly said, I got a better chance.
Well, I mean, look, I don't believe that coaches need to be a fit geographically to schools the majority of the time. I do think that there is a fit thing at LSU. I do believe that there's a fit thing at Florida and Florida State. And I do think there's certain pockets of the country in college football where, you know, that are really, really – that are championship-caliber programs that the fit is just critical. You know, I think Florida and I think Florida State will be open for you. No, I think Florida, Florida State, and LSU could potentially be open too. I think all three of those are they're not just go hire the hottest coach.
Yeah. Gut feeling, you think Lane stays at Ole Miss?
I do.
All right, coming up is we get you ready for Football Friday. There is really interesting audio coming from one of D'Amico Ryan's best players, especially when you contrast it with what D'Amico said earlier in the week. We'll let you hear what that is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Discuss coming up next.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live. That's going to be a tight fit. There it is, live here. And if you're on YouTube and Twitch, you almost went down, but the athleticism of Bree really stepped up. It's a good time out here. I done found it. Glenn, I done found it, baby. I found it, Tyler. Got my strawberry frozen margarita in the building right here. And you can get anything you want. They've got any drink you need, any beer you need. And the menu, obviously, is second to none. It is fantastic, and we've had a good time here today and still going to continue as we go to 6 o'clock. We still have Texans tickets to hook somebody up with coming up after this segment ends.
Very, very pleased with my choice of appetizers. I've had four different appetizers.
Oh, yes, there we go. What'd you get?
A cup of red beans and rice.
Why not?
Good. The boudin ball with cheese in them.
Oh, very. Yeah, you ran through. I missed that one.
Very good. I feel bad for not offering you one of those because it was. They put enough in that bowl to where I could have shared it. I had the gator. Walk-On's probably has my favorite gator bites. Favorite fried gator. I'm not a connoisseur, but it's probably my favorite. And then I had the deviled something shrimp.
Oh, with the bacon wrapped shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was good too.
Pretty good. I mean, from that good. 4 for 4, I would come back for all four of them.
Yeah. I had the bang bang shrimp tacos. Delicious. Very good. So, yeah, man, it's a good time out here. Good food out here, and we're out here at the Walk-On's Spring location. So make your way on out here and enjoy yourself. All right, Clint, I'm really curious to your thoughts of this audio coming from Derek Stingley Jr. We heard all week after the game on Monday that D'Amico Ryan seemed to have a game plan in mind for how they were going to handle the receivers for the Seattle Seahawks, and in particular JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who absolutely killed everybody, but killed them as a whole. And it seemed that D'Amico said they just did not follow what they planned and how they repped it all week. And he seemed to be very, very disappointed. Well, we heard from Derek Stingley, and this was his account on how things went this weekend.
I feel like any corner, likes to be at the line. But I'll never do nothing outside of what the play call is. So if the play call tell me to be off, I'm going to be off.
And that includes shadowing as well?
Includes everything. I can't go out there and do my own thing. So, and I've never done that. That's not who I am.
Okay. That seems to be a direct response to what was said this weekend about guys not doing what the game plan was during the week. Your thoughts when you heard Derek Stingley, who rarely talks, Clint,
right,
rarely says anything, come out, step in, and express that?
Well, after hearing Derek Stingley and after watching the film, I think the guys went out there and tried to execute what the game plan was, and I think D'Amico Ryans is not referring to pressing and being physical with Jackson Smith and Jigba. Like, I
so
think he's
what
wrong.
What you
I
watched think, and what you've heard, you would say you'd be more inclined to think D'Amico is the one that was off.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I think there, now there may have been some level of an adjustment at some point in time that was made, but I didn't see it. A lot of people were pointing to the touchdown that Jackson Smith and Jigba caught, but that was a quarters coverage. That was a zone coverage. That wasn't man. But even in those zone coverages, when they were playing zone, they didn't choose to be physical at the line of scrimmage or even under 5 yards when they could with Jackson Smith and Jigba. I don't know what D'Amico's up to. I don't know what I don't know what the point there was. I don't know where the confusion is, but I firmly believe that the game plan was what we watched and the guys tried to execute it. When you watch the film, if D'Amico is right and if he's being honest, then you had several guys in an egregious fashion that just completely disregarded your game plan. No question. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but I tell you, more importantly for me, Ron, this is, you know, I've gone out on a limb several times over the last couple of weeks talking about when you fall to 2-4, kind of how the dynamic around your team and in your locker room and around your organization, how it changes. And this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, right? This year alone, you know, we've seen and heard C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans being on two completely different pages. Hell, it's damn near to the Joe Espada, Dana Brown on injuries degree. Now it's Derek Stingley Jr. and D'Amico Ryans. And these aren't just, you know, misunderstandings in the media and you know, anybody taking anything out of context. I mean, it's very, very clear. Like, you know, to me, D'Amico's constant overkill of blaming lack of production on execution and ultimately being coachable. Because what you're doing is saying you got a team full of guys that aren't coachable. Because they go to the field and they don't do what they're coached to do. And I think you're seeing signs of guys that are tired of hearing that. Guys are tired of that being the excuse. And I think you're seeing a little bit of pushback. I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah, it is. It's rough, Clint. Like, I mean, it looks like clearly that these guys, one, are saying, no, man, you ain't going to put this on me, and going right up against D'Amico. I mean, there is some disconnect.
Well, yeah, that's what I've been talking about the whole time, is when you're 4-2 and the coach can lean into winning and the coach can lean into, see, do what I say and you win ball games, but then all of a sudden things don't get fixed in the offseason and you've been embarrassed on TV multiple times and the problems aren't getting solved and they aren't getting any better. It's going to be, you're going to get a little pushback.
Yeah,
it just seems to be. It's strange that it's coming from in the form of Derek Stingley Jr. and C.J. Stroud. Yeah, that's the interesting point.
Yeah, those
C.J. Gardner is one thing.
Well, and you would almost like you would almost think, Clint, that the way these guys will go about it is a, you know, all right, our coach said that, man. Okay, hey, listen, we just should have played. We just didn't play well. We just didn't do, and these guys have done it to go around with the, hey, man, we just got to play better. We got to do it. No, they came out and said, nah, man,
yeah.
I would never go against what I'm coached to do. Like, flat out said, that is a lie that is being said. And as you said, boy, when you're 2-4 and it seems like people are closing in at the end of their rope, like these are things that are that can mess up a locker room.
Here's the deal: whatever the disconnect is, particularly on the defensive side of the football, they got to get it right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Over there, yeah,
they got to get it right.
Yeah, that was interesting sound. Someone texted in: there is a clear rift and potential dysfunction. It's eye opening that is coming for those two.
I think it's very fair. I think I'm just telling you, you can be a player friendly coach all you want. You can be one of the guys all you want. But the minute that you go back into, you know, again, ultimately calling guys uncoachable, you're gonna have problems.
Yeah.
And really, your better players are the ones that are gonna take offense to it.
Calling guys uncoachable and then defending a guy who picks up a quarterback and slams him on the turf, and not to mention the whole Jimmy Ward situation. Like, I mean, when you start to look at those situations, I'm certain guys are like, "Damn, man, you gonna come at us?" But Aziz Alshire, oh man, yeah, I think the whistle was late, huh? Like, that's got to be something people are looking at. All right, let's look at our Friday. Finish, the Texans will win if they do what? And we'll look at our predictions coming up for this huge game between the Texans and the 49ers. We'll continue that live right here on the
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Walk-On Sports Bistro in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, congratulations to our latest winner. Jesus won a pair of tickets. Clap it up for him. Won a pair of tickets to the, I mean, she is pissed. She is not clapping. She just stared at him. Clap for him, man. He wants some tickets. She just stared his ass down. She said, I didn't win the damn tickets. I've been here all day. In intermission. But no, congratulations. Texans tickets. He won a pair to a later game here. And we do that each and every Friday. Come on out to us on Football Fridays. And you got a chance to win multiple prizes, including Texans tickets, as we do each and every week. I want to send a shout out to the entire staff here at Walk-Ons here in Spring. They've been fantastic. Clap, give them a hand, as the staff, the waitresses, and Edgar, a good guy as well, holding it down and taking care of us. Also, give a shout out to our promo staff. They've done a great job as always, as well as our engineer Matt, keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch, and then Tyler, God bless his soul, as he held it down. He needed this one today, I'm going to tell you, as he held it down.
Yes.
he held it down, holding us together on the air back at the station. Coming up behind us as we continue, we'll have Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will have D'Amico Ryans coming up right at 6 o'clock. Also, Tommy Togiai. Is that right?
Togiai.
That was a disaster.
Togiai, I felt so confident.
Togiai.
Togiai. Togiai. Just Tommy, TT, in the building. He'll also join them. And then at 8 o'clock, Area 45. And I believe we've lost all the glasses from Area 45. Area 45, they will hold things down 10 to midnight. Tonight. So stay tuned live and local. We'll get to T-Mill's best bets coming up as he had himself a night, folks. I mean, since Tuesday, you talk about him pulling away. Started off 1-5. That's a long time ago. He's 5-for-5 last night, folks. Woo! So you better jump on and get that money. When I saw Ladd McConkey cross and get that touchdown, I said, oh, my man is living right.
Plus
and
one,
you know,
Diddy.
Clint, we start hearing from him, didn't we? 3-for-3 is what we heard him say. What is that? Hold the phone.
Well, it was not. It's not what I ordered, for the record.
Clint, no, it is. Clint Sterner.
No, it is
with
not.
A strawberry frozen margarita. I'm proud
no,
of
I
you.
No, I ordered a regular margarita.
Nah, that's fine, man. That's it, man.
I mean, I'm going to drink it. But
cheers. There it is, man.
Nice fruity
look at it,
drink,
baby.
Clint.
Cheers. I knew you want that bank drink.
So manly, Clint.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you, it ain't got nothing to do with manhood. This right here, I will get in trouble drinking this.
That's all right, baby. Go ahead and drink that. Squeeze that lime in there.
I could drink 42 of these today.
42. I'll get you 50. I'll do it right now.
Not feel it until I stand up.
Yeah. I feel it, but I'll keep going. I will keep drinking that thing, man. Give me a shot.
I really wanted to try their regular margarita.
That's fine, man. Try that. Well, here, there you go. Have fun with that thing. All right, let's do our Friday finish. You can send yours in, 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch as well. The Texans will win if they do what? The Texans will win if they do what? Clint, I will start this off. I'm not kidding you when I say this. I believe the Texans to score are going to need some help from outside of their offense. And to me, I'm going to say the Texans win if the Texans defense or special teams can either score or set up scores and I'm not trying to say this as they need a miracle, but I really do think they are going to need help. Like, they got to 19 points in that last game. Probably would have been more if they didn't have to go for two. But their offense, I mean, their defense scored six and helped them to get to that point. I think that is something that they will need help with. So, to me, I think they win if the defense or special teams can help them score points.
Yeah, I mean, look, pints from either one of them right there would be big. And I probably agree with you. They're absolutely necessary. I'm going to go a little bit different angle. This is maybe even less likely than them scoring points. I'm going to go with holding Christian McCaffrey under 100. Total yards.
Total yards.
Total
receiving
yards.
And rushing.
It's only happened once this year. Actually, no, it has not happened this year. I'm sorry. My math is awful. It has not happened at all this year. The Saints held him to 107. I believe that's the best.
The first game of the year.
That is the best that I see. So, yeah, I think if they're able to hold McCaffrey under 100 total yards, I think they'll have a shot to win this game. If not, if he gets loose, good luck.
Yeah, and I think we're both in the same space of, like, this defense has got to hold them down for them to have a chance. And Christian McCaffrey, you know, he is going to get plenty of looks and plenty of touches. And he had a great game last week. That they can't let that happen. He
went over 200 total yards.
Yeah,
last
running
week,
and receiving last week, multiple touchdowns in that game last week against the Falcons. So that is a big one. 713-572-4610. Someone texted in, the Texans will win if they get off to a good start. I really think that is a really good point from the text line, Clint. I do. I said it earlier this week a bit. I think it is very important for them to get off to a quick start and to have some confidence early on in this thing, because to me, Clint, if they get off to a rough start and they get off to a start anywhere similar to what it was against Seattle, like you could see it just going downhill. I think for their confidence and how they feel moving in the game, I don't get the sense, Clint, this team is ready to be down 10-0 and pull themselves up. I think it is imperative that they get off to a fast start.
Well, I mean, look, anytime this team digs a hole and allows or forces our offense to play from behind, we're going to struggle. I mean, that's just not ideal for anybody, much less us. And so that's going to be a real struggle. I will say this. I think CJ and Nick Cayley really panicked last week when we got down. Like they played as if when you get down to 14-0, or hell, it was even 14-3 at one time, I think, or 17-3, something like that. But anyway, you get down, and, you know, typically you do have to chase. But with this particular defense, if you get down 14 early, you can play your game understanding that your defense is more than likely going to tighten things up and bring the game back into a spot where you can win if you just chip away. I think they got carried away in the third quarter last week, and I think it caused it was a waste of a couple of drives, to be honest with you. They got a little carried away, got too aggressive. I've talked at length about the drive where C.J. Stroud literally threw four go routes in a row. It was just like almost like screw y'all's death by 1,000 cuts. I'm fixing to throw this thing down, and I'm going to show you how serious
I feel like I'm going to hit one of these.
Yeah, man, and you know, so I think they all kind of panicked right there in that third quarter, and in reality you were still in that thing given how good this defense is. So I think they learned from that. Still not a good idea to get down because this offense isn't built to come from behind. So, you know, that's not a good idea, but I think they would handle it different if they do.
All right, let's save Tyler for last. I guarantee he'll end us on a good note. Let's get our predictions in. I'll start this off. Clint, they got to have this game. They need this game. And I do not think the 49ers, especially with some of the parts they're going to be missing, I do not think the 49ers are as good as their 5-2 record. Like, I don't think they're a dominant team. And I'm going to say the Texans got to have this. I'm going to go Texans 17-13. Low-scoring game. Champ Slice is shaking me off. That's okay. Low-scoring game, 17-13. I'm going to say the Texans find a way to win this thing. Clint, where are you going?
Man, I'll go 24-13.
You got Texans 24-13?
No, 49ers.
Oh.
No.
What did you, my man is clapping. What are we doing here? Texas, so you got 24-13, 49ers. All right, good. All right, I knew you'd go there. Tyler will end us on a good note. Tyler, how do you feel? Where you at in this game, Tyler?
Heavy dose of Christian McCaffrey-ish. Defense still performs well. 49ers win this one, though, 23-13. Offensive struggles continue in a big way for the Texans.
Boy, if Tyler
and we're talking about Caleb's job Tyler security Monday.
Tyler
Milner?
Whose job security?
Caleb's.
Oh, yeah, that's very possible. Boy, that is – it is. You know, it's we fell on some oh hard times.
Oh, my God. Hate to say it.
I saved you for last because I was certain, Tyler, that you –
I was stifling my vomit last week, dude. I'm so tired of this team right now.
That is the line.
I'm ready
of the
to
week.
Watch the Aggies beat the hell out of the LSU Tigers, and I'm gonna try not to vomit the whole game when the Texans are playing.
Line of the week. I was stifling my vomit last week during the game. Okay, well, Tyler's got him 23-13. Wow. All right, Tyler, let's get your best bets. T-Mill's best bets. Oh. If you aren't able to find them or hear them all right here, you can go to T-Mill Real Deal to get those best bets. What you got?
Yes, sir. Well, no Texans action, that's for sure. I'm never betting on them again this year. That is guaranteed.
Tyler.
I got five picks for you, though, for NFL Week 8. And if you missed it, we were perfect. Perfection. 5 for 5 last night. Here are your five bets for NFL Week 8 for the weekend. First, I got the Giants +7.5 points. They're going to be in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles +7.5. For Jackson Dart and those boys. Cowboys, don't like betting on them, but I like this bet with the points. Dallas Cowboys +4.5 at the Denver Broncos.
I love it.
That might be my favorite one, to be perfectly honest. Jets +7 at the Bengals. Next, I got an under for you. Two AFC South squads. Titans at Colts, +48 in that one. And then lastly, Sunday Night Football, Packers at the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers taking on his old squad. I'm on the over 45 points. 45 points in that one between the Packers and Steelers. Those are your best bets.
Yeah, that my first thought is like that Titans-Colts game is, hell, the Colts might score 48 themselves. But you're right. They played the Raiders earlier this year. They only beat them 40-6. And I don't know how the Titans are going to score. They can't kick field goals. They can't.
I think that's my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Titans at Colts under 48.
that feels like a good 34-3 win right there for them. All right, so those are your best bets. If you did not catch all of those, go ahead and hit him up on Twitter, at TMillRealDeal, to get those picks. Shout out to Walk-Ons here in Spring. We've had a great time. Appreciate it. Everybody who took the time their day to come out and hang out with us. Congratulations to all of our winners. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And hopefully I'm right and Tyler and Clint are wrong and the Texans get a dub coming up this weekend. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby. On a count of three, I want you all to just name this team's number one weapon on offense. On a count of three. 1, 2, 3. Woody Marks. Nobody participated. Just let's try it again. Name the Texans' number one weapon. 1, 2, 3.
Woody Titus Marks. Howard.
Titus Howard. Always
seems to know the way. Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.